views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the air and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have my guest today, Michelle Eskdale, and she's been on the show before. Michelle is an advanced angel empowerment trainer, a certified crystal healer, and a Reiki master. She is the founder of Moonlight Workers, and she brings out the gifts in people through all of her healing arts and her seminars, etc. And Michelle is a certified crystal healer, and she wants to share today the reasons, both scientific and spiritual, behind how crystals can heal our body, our emotional state, and our spiritual side. And Michelle, are you there?
I sure am. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show again. And I'm so excited that you're going to be talking about all these beautiful crystals and this crystal energy. I also studied crystals quite extensively and have my master's in crystallogy. And I've used a lot of the energy of crystals in my cards, in my Tales from the Vector deck. And I've imprinted them with a lot of this crystal energy. So I'm so excited to have you on, giving your perspective of how crystals work. And, you know, I just want everybody listening in to know that we're happy to take your calls, and it doesn't have to be about crystals. You can call in about anything. Michelle and I are happy to do some energy clearing today, as well as talking about the healing qualities. So I'm just going to give you the floor, Michelle. You go for Wonderful. It. You tell us all about your crystal journey.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Colette. The reason I started my crystal journey is because I've always been fascinated by crystals, and I found that my movement into intuitive work was often hampered by my logical side. So it's really important for me to understand logically why crystals could work to heal. So I worked through crystals, basically my crystal certification with Hibiscus Moon Crystal Academy. That's all online. And she taught around the vibrations and, you know, basically how many thousands of years we've been using crystals. So we've actually been using crystals for healing. There's documented stories of crystal caves back into 3000 BC. Anybody who's read up on Lemurians or, you know, the island of Mu or the Atlanteans will know that crystal healing actually predates that as well. The concept is that we are meant to vibrate at 7.5 megahertz, the same as our Mother Earth. Crystals embody that 7.5 megahertz vibration, and they can help restore portions of us to the vibration where we're meant to be at. We get knocked out of alignment by life in general, whether it's emotional, physical, environmental, and all the EMF that we're around. So crystals work on specific parts of the body or the emotional body to bring it back into alignment. The proof that crystals radiate energy comes from carillion photography. So when you take a look at a carillion photography photo, that's the photo where you can see the outline of someone and you can see kind of a bright light around them. It's just like an edge that shows energy. When they do pictures of humans and plants, you'll see that vibrational energy emanating off the person or the plant, and crystals as well vibrate and show that very cool aura if you take a carillion photography. So anyone who's experienced aura photography, say at a psychic show or things like that, that's a very similar process, just to kind of show that energy that we can't necessarily see with the naked eye. So working through that, and then my favorite mentor outside of Hibiscus Moon is Philip Permut out of the UK, wrote an amazing book called The Crystal Healer. Within that book, he's broken down a number of crystals recommended for specific physical, emotional, spiritual, and lifestyle concerns, anything you want to make a shift around. So I've been blessed to work for this amazing crystal store in Calgary called Friends and Gems. We're at the Crossroads Market in the southeast of Calgary, so just inside the northeast doors. And anyone who comes in and mentions the show that they heard me on the show is going to receive a 20% discount this weekend. So we're open
awesome.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, 9 to 5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we just wanted to put that out there because it's a wonderful, loving, beautiful energy location, and all of us are there to help you find crystals that'll meet your specific needs.
And don't you find, like, I mean, when I first started working with crystals, I was kind of shocked because, like, I walked into a crystal store, mm-hmm. and it was like this thing, this crystal was, yeah, she's lepidolite.
Yes.
And a sphere, and a beautiful sphere of lepidolite. And she was like calling to me, like, take me, take me. And I couldn't leave. Like, it was like going to the Humane Society, which I never do. And
oh, no, wait, it's not healthy for a healer to go to the Humane Society unless you tend to take somebody home.
Yeah. So, like, this is kind of like that. I had that same feeling.
Yes.
And
yes.
It really does matter where you get your, like, it makes a difference where you get your crystals from. Because it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can always cleanse crystals and clear energy from them and with them. But it's kind of like there's certain places where you can just feel the love that people have for the crystals. And those
Absolutely.
Crystals are kind of like really well-bred puppies that are very, you know, have been socialized.
Exactly.
You know, that's kind of like the feeling, like, and you know, when you walk into a place like that, it's just so healing. You can, you don't have to have like proof, you know, other than that, walking into a place like that, you will feel it.
Absolutely.
Everybody does. And some, you know, people may feel it like in different ways in different parts of their bodies. And that's why, you know, you, as you were talking about, you said that there's specific crystals that, you know, you wanted to share with people that could be used for specific things. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And the trick around it is very much the way you were drawn to that puppy, lepidolite. That stone is actually amazing for working with anxiety. So it brings a soothing calmness to the body, and it can really help people who are just kind of struggling with especially social anxiety to have a piece of it on their person. We're intuitively drawn to what we need, and we have to really trust that. But your intuition could be as much as like, ooh, shiny things, and find something that just...
I hang around with belly dancers, so yeah. As soon as you get into the costumes and they're shiny, there's no turning back. You know, once
exactly.
the costume and it's shiny, that they're going to perform.
There you go. It's quite beautiful how they can work for you. And some of the best ones, let's just say some of the most common healing crystals that I like to promote are things like amethyst amethyst actually can work in three different areas. It works around protection.
Michelle, we have to go to a quick break. So when we come back, I'm going to get you to go through a few of these for people so that they kind of have an idea. And we'll do that right after this break. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Michelle Eskdale. And Michelle is going to be at the New Earth Expo, which is your complete body, mind, spirit connection, bringing you to the very best of eco-friendly, holistic, alternative medicine and spiritual lifestyles. And that is in Calgary, Alberta, September 29th to October 1st, and also in Red Deer, October 13th to 15th. We'll talk some more about that when we come back. We'll just go for a quick break and we'll be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Michelle Eskdale. Michelle, before we continue, just share your contact information. How can people reach you? Where can they find you?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm working out of Calgary in person, so you can always connect with me through my cell to connect to getting readings at, like at the store and things like that, 403-703-2460. If I don't answer the phone right away, I'll get back to ASAP. I also have a website, www.moonlightworkers.ca. I'm also connectable by moonlightworkers@gmail.com. And come find me on Facebook. It's Michelle Eskdale, E-S-K-D-A-L-E, or through the Moonlight Workers Facebook page as well.
Cool. So you are also going to be, we were just saying, at the New Earth Expo. And
yes,
I'm just
going
to repeat
excited.
That again. Yeah, that's going to be a cool event, September 29th to October 1st. That's at Stampede Park at the Big Four Building, Hall B. And then in Red Deer, Alberta, October 13th to 15th at Westerner Park. And that's in Red Deer, Alberta. And you can check that out with Gail Stamp at www.thenewearthexpo.com. And I won't be out there because I will actually be having a demo and a layer one seminar for Call to Dance that first weekend. And on the September 22nd is I'm having my layer one. And the following weekend on the 29th, I'm having another demo in Kelowna. So you can go to thetruthisfunny.com and check out the information on that. It's from 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and you can see me live in action. Come there and I will shift energy I just choose people out of the audience and demonstrate how the energy work works. And you can also find me this coming September 17th. At the Holistic and Psychic Fair at the Laurel Packard Building, also in Kelowna. And we want to talk now about the crystals. You said you would that you discovered with the crystal healing that there's specific crystals that are really good for specific issues, whether they be physical or non-physical, right? And
Absolutely. So
we kind of thought, like, because everybody's so busy in the summer and we never know if we're going to have callers in the morning, you know, like when the kids are out of school, et cetera, and everybody's on holidays. And so what we thought it would give us time to go through some of these crystals and what people could use them for. And so I'm just going to give you the floor and you can, you know, tell us, like, what you've discovered about this, what crystals work for what, you know, common problems.
You bet, absolutely. So I wanted to talk about amethyst because it is one of the most all-round kind of crystals. It can be used in a lot of different applications. Its main properties are assisting with prosperity, with protection, and with healing. So it'll do whatever you ask it to do. Basically, when you do get a new crystal, you would want to put it into your receiving hand. So this would be your non-writing hand. And you would ask it to assist you. So say a little prayer over it or cup your other hand over and just kind of make that crystal your own to ask it to do the specific work you'd like it to. Amethyst is incredibly popular. Pretty much anyone I know who's just begun their crystal journey is very drawn to amethyst as one of the first crystals they put in their toolkit. Another amazing one is rose quartz. Now, rose quartz.
I love rose quartz.
Yes, it's all about love, which is really awesome. So what I find its best quality is working for you on your self-love. And it has a tendency to kind of make you open up your heart chakra and move through whatever might be getting stuck in there. So often we don't deal with our stuff. And we push it down because it's not a good time. You may even find tension in your chest. So I recommend laying with a piece of rose quartz, and it doesn't have to be a big piece, on your chest when you have time to really relax and let those tears out of your system. Because there's always something we're grieving, and loss can be anything from, you know, a job, a friend, and people passing over. There's lots of different ways we grieve, but we often, you know, chin up and move forward, and then this kind of stuff gets stuck in the chest.
You know, when I moved here from Saskatchewan and I left my baby behind, I had a very big chunk of rose quartz that was broken into two chunks. And so I put one under my bed and she put one under hers so that we were always connected and we could both feel that. And so it can be used like you said, like when you want to be in connection with loved ones and feeling that beautiful, you know, like that pink energy, right? From the heart?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
So there is a word of caution. If you're someone that's very susceptible to other people's energy, if you're very empathic, I don't recommend wearing or carrying rose quartz on your person because it will amplify other people's feelings. Like we have it's all about love. But if you're a bit of a healer and you're empathic, it can increase your ability to tune into other people's possible sadness or pain because you want to help heal, right? So I did find it a little overwhelming wearing it in public, so I do recommend it. I currently have a piece of big chunk of it myself on my bedside table. So
yeah, it's like different crystals. I mean, I just wanted to say like every crystal has its own energy, and then it has the energy of the type of crystal that it is.
Absolutely.
Like, so,
well, sure, you could pick up a dozen pieces and one, and you'll only find one that really feels right to you.
Yeah, and when I, my, like that first piece, that sphere of lepidolite, she even talked to me and I was like, huh, am I losing my mind? But she said her name was Flower. And
aww.
I said, Flower. And she said, no, silly, Flower. And so she was talking about being in the flow.
Oh, neat.
And I thought, am I crazy? Because I actually could, it's not like, it's not like a voice came out of her, but it was just like, I can't explain it really how it, yeah, like, something that happens in your head. So, yes. So
oh, it's wonderful how they do connect with us. And it's nice to spend a little time with a crystal that you've been drawn to get, just to see if you can get to know it better. So it's like it is an energetic being. And, you know, even though the messages may not be super clear, it could be as simple as I just feel better when it's, you know, in my pocket. And that's really ultimately what they want to do for us. So you don't have to do a deep dive into it, but it's a beautiful experience if you can spend a little time with your crystal and get to know why you were drawn to it. We give little information cards at Friends and Gems as well. A lot of people pick crystals out purely on sight or intuition. Then they read a little info card and they go, oh, that's why I'm drawn to that crystal. It makes very good sense, right? There's something they're going through or something they'd like healing on, and that crystal called to them. So they're very good at attracting you when you need them.
Yeah, it's funny how they are. And you know, the rose quartz, we've talked about the amethyst. What other are your favorites?
Oh my gosh, I can't say enough about rainbow fluorite. So rainbow
rainbow fluorite.
I know, yeah.
this is why I can't sell crystals. I had bought a bunch of crystals to sell. And when people said they wanted to buy them, I'd say, are you sure?
That's why I had to work in a store that sells crystals, because now I'm surrounded by them and I don't have to take them all home.
Yeah, there
it
you
was
go.
It saved me. So rainbow fluorite is a really beautiful stone that goes, you know, graduated from purple to green to blue. Sometimes there's a little bit of yellow in it. It's just an absolutely fascinating crystal. But its healing ability, I accidentally healed myself using rainbow fluorite. I was testing things out. As I mentioned, I have this logical side that has to, you know, see some proof of things. And as I mentioned earlier, I had to go through a hip surgery and on both sides. So in order to reduce the pain, you know, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to sleep with this big chunk of rainbow fluorite. And I was sleeping with it down my right side. So try to pick something that's not sharp if you're going to sleep with it. And basically, I'd suffered whiplash in a car accident, and my arm was down by my side. Nothing by physio or chiropractic had been helping the whiplash. I still didn't have feeling in my fingers. But about 5 days of sleeping with this for the sake of my hips, it actually completely healed my whiplash. I did not have numb fingers anymore. When I'm saying it was an accident, it wasn't even my intention.
And energetically, you know what comes up when you said that? Because we talked about this before the show. We just had a quick meeting before the radio show here, and you had just mentioned that you'd had this surgery. And it's interesting because, like, I was telling you how I'm making manuals for my upcoming call to dance programs, and the manual, I'm working on the layer 2 manual. I've got the first one out now. And in that, I just finished doing a picture of this, like, as I'm explaining some anatomy in these coloring books also. Mm-hmm. And I just did a picture of the scapula and like the shoulder and the upper arm.
Oh, wow.
And down to the hand and also the hip and down. And I just wanted to bring up, right, because it's just coming up right now, that a lot of times when people do have an energetic, like when they have pain in a body part, it almost never is physical anyway. You have to get through the non-physical first. But then when you even get to the physical and it's the body part, quite often the hips will cause pain in the shoulders and the shoulders will cause pain in the hips, and the femur and the humerus are like very intimately connected. And so like your bones in your upper arm and your thighs are very connected, and your knees and your elbows are very connected, and your ankles and your wrists, and then your hands to your feet and your fingers to your toes. And so I found that just so fascinating that you brought this up, because I'm getting you were actually working on both body parts.
Oh, absolutely. I was just letting the crystal do whatever it was going to do. And it was exciting to have, I would say, scientific proof or results. So it really helped me a lot to believe more fully in the ability of the crystals to start, you know, promoting them for other people to try them.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, because we're going to have to go to break again. In Radio Land, time moves fast. It just moved.
It does.
So we need to go take a quick break. But when we come back, I would love to have you explain to people a little bit about how that scientific proof comes about. And then we'll talk about some more other kinds of crystals. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We have Michelle Eskdale with us here today, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com. Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available, and Also, you can find me on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And we have Michelle Eskdale on the show. We're talking about crystals and their healing powers. And Michelle, we were just talking about how for you, being a logical person, that you needed to have an experience that really proved to you. And we were talking about your experience with what we would call spontaneous healing with your rainbow fluorite. And so I was just going to let you finish that story and tell us about other experiences that you've had with crystals, or that you've, you know, working with your clients, what you've witnessed.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So what was interesting is that the feeling came back in my fingers after sleeping with the rainbow fluorite only after 5 days. And the disconnect never reoccurred. Like, I never lost the feeling again. I didn't have to continue sleeping with the stone past that point to continue to reap the benefits. Basically, it was healed. It didn't need ongoing healing. A couple other really amazing stones that have helped me with that sort of thing. One of them is carnelian. And I was going to mention that you can align certain crystals based on their color with certain chakras. So when you know something's out of whack in a specific chakra, you know, and out of whack is a very scientific term. Basically, you can sleep with that crystal to help bring yourself back into alignment. So through my own practice, I very strongly recommend carnelian for those people who have any issues between the hip bones, feminine issues, lower back pain, sciatic nerve pain. Sleeping with carnelian or carrying a piece of carnelian on you can really be helpful.
What color is carnelian?
Carnelian's a beautiful orange agate.
Yeah. In case, because that one's not as common for most people.
Ah, okay. It's personally my go-to for specifically that area, just because I found it's also very feminine energy. So even if you're dealing with wanting to boost the health of your reproductive system, say you're having issues around fertility, working with pairing like carnelian up with something like rose quartz, so love and healing for that part of the body, can really help to boost the abilities. I mean, you want to call in, you know, spirit in the way you see it. Personally, I call in Archangel Raphael. He's my healer. And I would say to him, I'm sleeping with these stones because I want to boost, you know, the healing in this area. I want to bring myself back to the way I'm meant to be. Because as we were talking about before, crystals are going to bring us back into our initial resonance, or basically thinking of it as your healthy state. So my most healthy state.
I would refer to as homeostasis.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, where the body just, like our body has that ability just to go back to its perfect state.
Yes.
And crystals, from my experience, facilitate that because they just radiate and just being with them allows that healing to happen.
Exactly.
That's what you're expressing here, right?
Yes, you don't even have to think about it. It's kind of like, you know, in the morning, choose your crystals based on what you want to work with, or before you go to sleep at night. You know, and you only need to do one thing at a time. There's no urgency or rush, unless you feel like carrying two or three different types of crystals together. There's no harm in that either. Another amazing crystal I found for personal power and abundance. So if you think about the chakras, we were talking a little bit about that. The color yellow is the solar plexus chakra. This is where your feelings of self-esteem, personal worth, and that sort of thing are centered. And you can only attract basically equivalent to how you feel. So if you want to be improving abundance in your life, and that doesn't just mean money, it means all good things, right? We would work with the citrine. Another neat tip around that, and so there are some feng shui masters who use crystals, but this is just a little, you know, excerpt out of that, is taking, if you need to sell a home, placing citrine in plain view for incoming clients to see it will help them feel like they belong in the home, and it will help, well, so let's just say the right person will belong in that home, and it will help bring in the abundance that the seller is looking for. So it works on a lot of different levels.
I love citrine.
Oh, me too. Very drawn to it. As a matter of fact, you know, it's part of my daily ritual to to get excited about the new connections I'm going to meet. And in order to draw in healthy new connections, I will wear citrine because I believe that, that's what helps attract those people to me. So
yeah, and this is something that I wanted to touch on a little bit, because in my studies of crystals and whatever, you can take it really scientific. You can talk about physioelectricity and all of this and the reasons why crystals do work, and like the combination of, you know, holding a crystal heats it up and how that affects the molecules and all of that. You know, you can look that up. I even have some information about that, I think, somewhere on my website, somewhere. Mm-hmm. But the thing is you don't have to be, like, held within the confines of what you read in a book about a crystal. Crystals are like people, you know. They have their own energy within, as I said, the energy of their group. And so if you're just drawn to a crystal, that's okay too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't have to have an intention, do you?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that it's kind of like by happy accident, if you want to put it that way, that if you're drawn
like
to the crystal, yeah, it'll do the job it's supposed to do, and you may not even be cognitive of that, and that's okay too. You know,
yeah,
sometimes
I find
we just
that
feel better.
Crystals don't care if you give them credit or not.
That's right. They don't. They have a job to do, and they will definitely do that job for you.
And they really don't care about copyright.
No, exactly. Yeah. Who said what about me? It doesn't really matter. They're not worried about what other people think.
They just are, right? And they resonate.
Are.
And
yes.
You know, they're so beautiful. Like, there's, you know, so many other, like, you also had mentioned that you had sent me a list, and one of them was black tourmaline. Do you want to talk about that?
Wow, yes. So black tourmaline is a very powerful stone. And when I first started working with crystals and trying to get to know them, it was the first one I could really feel. So when I would pick it up, I felt almost too grounded. So I felt almost pulled energetically downward, which is very strange
feeling
for me. I can
feel that right now as you talk about it. As soon as you mentioned black tourmaline, and I have some here also, I could feel my self grounding, like feeling like my body actually getting heavier and feeling my feet and as they hit the floor. And that's amazing, just by saying, see, this is something I want to bring up right now, because energetically, well, as soon as you said that to me, because I have had that experience of holding a black tourmaline in my hand, and I've had that experience of being grounded by it, just you mentioning it allowed me to tune into that energy and feel it immediately.
Wow. That is amazing. It's
really
neat how we share that sort of thing.
See, because I'm getting what happened is you, like, you speaking about these crystals with your knowledge, and you're clearly, like, you have a lot of knowledge about crystals, but you have a lot of love for them and respect is what's coming up. And so when you speak of them, their energy comes through. I can feel it.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so this is something that people... you don't need to be, like, really concerned that you have all, like, the scientific knowledge. This one's for this and this one's for that. They have specific jobs that they like to do, but they're also like people. They like, they're drawn to certain people, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And at that time, I basically had to put it back on the shelf because I felt a little bit overwhelmed by it. But over time, I've recognized that it's an amazing stone for protection. So certain people might be able to wear it, but personally, I use it to do a grid in my house to keep my home safe, and you can also grid a yard with them. And while I do teach courses on crystal grids, and you can find great information online as well, just to kind of get an understanding of what that is, but it's basically creating a little network between a few different stones to create a safe zone, or to bring in good things, or whatever the case is. So we do recommend when you do a home grid that you work with a protective crystal like black tourmaline to keep everyone safe in your home and to keep your actual home safe as well. So there doesn't even need to be anybody home, but nobody's going to mess with your house because of the power of a black tourmaline.
Yeah, it's amazing the power that crystals really radiate without people necessarily. Like, you don't have to believe in crystals
crystals
do their thing. Like, you
burglars and things like that don't know.
Yeah,
right?
No.
They just overlook you, right? They just keep on walking. They don't know why.
So,
and that's great.
I just wanted you to explain that, like, why that is, you know?
Well, it's like it creates its own little wall. It creates just a vibration that pushes away negative energy. So when you're even around people that you find are a little overwhelming, they have a tendency to be very negative, working with I would say any black stone, tourmaline's one of them, will help you to kind of repel negative energy. I mean, it doesn't make that, you know, those people go away forever sort of thing, but it helps you repel the energy that they're unknowingly often pushing against you. Right.
Yeah. This is like something, we're going to have time in the last segment here, and we'll talk a little bit more about that because we still wanted to talk about hematite too.
Yes.
So when we come back after this break, we will. I'm just going to get you to share your information again regarding the expo. Or will you be teaching this at the expo?
Actually, what I usually talk about is my intuitive gift stuff, but I'll be offering information on all my crystal classes as well.
Okay, so we'll be right back after this short break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We are speaking with Michelle about crystals and crystal healing energy, and we will be back right after this last segment.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We have the amazing Michelle Eskdale here, and she's been telling us all about crystals and crystal healing. I just wanted to mention before we continue here that I have a special thing I'm doing on August 15th, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned it. I'm going to be on Unstuck Joy, which is a new radio show on Transformation Talk Radio with host Vicki Todd. And that will be on Tuesday, August 15th, I believe at 3 o'clock my time, but you can double check that. You check that out. We're going to actually be live on Facebook, on the radio. She's going to be doing a painting. I'm going to be doing energy correcting work, and we're going to be doing that all live on Facebook. So we'll see how that all turns out. And that, I said, is on August 15th. And also wanted to mention that I will be at the Holistic and Psychic Fair at the Laurel Packard Building in Kelowna on September the 17th. And I also have a teleshifting event coming up on this August 17th. And that one is... it's every third Thursday. I do a teleshifting seminar. You can go to thetruthisfunny.com and check that out. It's an hour and a half call that is recorded, and you can listen to it before, during, and after, during the call, and then after if you're not able to be live on the call. And those are available. You can find the information, as I said, at thetruthisfunny.com. So I just wanted to... ask you, Michelle, because we were talking about that black tourmaline, and I could actually feel that. And so you said you wanted to mention one other crystal, but I just wanted you to also share your information about your crystal healing, because we didn't really talk about that. How you have classes for that, do you not?
Absolutely. So last year, I realized the need to teach more about it. It's not always about a five-minute conversation in the store. And I'd already been doing a crystal chakra healing class for about 4 years now that, you know, has great benefits. So that's laying someone out on a Reiki table and putting the crystals on the body and then clearing and healing each of the chakras. So that's had great results. So that is actually the third class in a series I've created called Crystal Clear Healing. So my next class is coming up on September 17th. And if you pop onto my website at www.moonlightworkers.ca, under classes and workshops, you'll see a breakdown of the three courses. There's the Crystal Clear Healing, there's the Crystal Grids class, as well as the Crystal Chakra Healing. So it gives you a really good foundation to work with to be able to apply to yourself. And if you are already working as a healer or would like to, really good foundation for you to work with crystals for other people as well.
Yeah, and like you, I found that it was like so cool that like I could feel your, because you've had, like both of you and I have had the experience of black tourmaline. And I just love that was just like so that I could feel that immediately. And, you know, this is something like, you know, when we were talking about like feng shui in your home with them, and like with crystals and, you know, the energy that you can use to protect yourself, your home, energetically, et cetera. And so, there was one other crystal that you said you wanted to mention, and I think that was, hematite.
Yes, I'm absolutely in love with hematite. Long before I got into any of this, I used to find when I'd go to psychic fairs and things like that, I was always drawn to hematite. And I would deck myself right out in it. I had rings and necklaces and earrings and all sorts of great stuff.
Just
and
for people listening that aren't familiar, because it's not as common again, what does hematite look like?
It's black, but it's shiny. So it's almost, I wouldn't say quite mirror effect, but, you know, got a shininess to it. You can also get it treated where it's actually got a rainbow effect on it. People often use hematite to heal pain. So it's really helpful with joint pain. So you can buy magnetic hematite bracelets. You know how everybody wants to wear magnet bracelets to, you know, say, solve wrist and hand pain. You can actually get now the stone in bracelet form so that you can wear it. It's quite attractive. It also has the ability, as we were saying before, all black stones will basically, protect you from negative energy.
And that comes from the base chakra, right? Like, you know, your base chakra is red or black, red and black.
Exactly.
And so Yeah.
And if you think about hematite too, in the rough form, you will find it with bits of red on it because it's actually got iron in it. Mm-hmm. So it's also helpful for the blood. So where, you know, think heme as in hemoglobin. Hematite can be helpful for blood health and healing. So anemic people might find very, you know, great benefits from it. But I love the one thing I love the most about it is that I consider it to be a psychic blocker. So, you know, in addition to protecting you from negative energy, if you've moved on in a relationship situation or you need to kind of cut ties with something, but it keeps coming back to you, you've done the energetic work around it, you've said goodbye, you've tried grieving, none of that's really working for you, you know, and every so often you kind of feel them reach out or you start thinking about them or getting really caught up in it again, that may mean that when they're reaching out to you, they're actually psychically, you know, connecting with you. And if you want to be able to make that clean, healthy break, you could work with hematite for that purpose.
Yeah, and so it will, you know, I talk about this all the time. I mean, we are all connected. That's how, like, people will call into this radio show and have amazing results just by connecting, just by listening to the radio show even, and talking about this, all this energy, this coming in from these crystals and from the knowledge that you have for them. So if you're listening now or listening later, even as you listen to this, you can draw upon that energy of the healing qualities. You know, we're down to the last couple minutes here, Michelle. Is there something that you would like to share that you haven't had a chance to today yet? And, you know, I'm just going to give you the floor to you for a minute or so here, and then we're almost out of time.
Well, one of the things that I love the most about what I get to do when I'm helping people and connecting with people is give them a reason for their crystal addiction. So a lot of people come in and they feel bad that they're so drawn to shiny things or whatever the case is. But when you can actually start applying these shiny objects to health and healing for self, you know, whether it's on an emotional level, on a physical level, or on a spiritual growth level, then they're more justifiable, which really, really helps when you spend money on them. Personally, I'm all about justification. I need it, right? It's going to help me, and it's so pretty. We joke around about SOS being shiny object syndrome, or ADOS, which is attention deficit. Ooh, shiny.
I swear to you that you are. Are you sure you're not a belly dancer?
Oh, yeah. No, my belly doesn't do that.
We've run out of time, Michelle. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show again. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. And thank you to the audience out there. And if you're listening later, you know, really take this in and enjoy it. Michelle, you're a fountain of knowledge. And I just want to say thank you for being on the show again. And thank you, Gail Stamp, for connecting us. That's a New Earth Expo coming up in Calgary, Alberta, and Red Deer, Alberta. I will be back next week, Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, to take your calls and to shift some more energy. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.